This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. 16th National Children's Day being observed across the country today. Prime Minister KP Sharma only requests to be determined in the journey of decisive of national power. And Myanmar hit by deadly floods after Typhoon Yagi. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Podal has called on all sides concerned to disseminate positive message about Nepal's adventurous sports in the international arena as it takes huge potential for adventurous sport in Nepal. Welcoming sports journalists and office bearers from different countries who are here to participate in the Congress of Asian Sports Journalists Federation, AIPS Asia, President Podal urged them to promote Nepal in the world sports arena, citing that Nepal is a favorable place of sports and athletes. The president also mentioned that there is immense potential for adventurous sports, high-altitude sports and ultra-marathon in Nepal. President Podal also stressed on the recent achievement of Pallisa Govardhan by winning a medal in the Paralympics held recently in Paris, which also boosted the country's image. The president also lauded the AIPS Asia for establishing a good trend by honoring best athletes continuously. The country is marking 16th National Children's Day today with the slogan of Investment on Children, Beginning of Secure Future. On the occasion, Prime Minister KP Sharma only has vowed to end the sweet dependency of children by the end of 2025 April, asserting that the children will be relieved of their condition to remain on the streets. The Prime Minister said that some of the children are obliged to remain as the street children even today, and the government is committed to end the situation. Prime Minister Oli also extended best wishes to all the children and their parents at home and abroad, expressing concerns to children's rights. Similarly, on the occasion, President Ramchandra Podal and Vice President Ram Sahaya Yadav also have expressed their best wishes. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has urged people to be determined in the journey of building disease of national power as they are trying to prevent the country from progressing in the orderly path of republic, development, prosperity, peace and good governance. In the inauguration ceremony of the National Workshop on Strengthening People's Organizations at Local Level, organized by the CPNUML Central Office and the Management of the People's Organization Coordinating Mechanism, Prime Minister Oli commented that the extremists are thinking about how to weaken the UML as a means of change. Directing the UML to become a disease of national power in the upcoming elections, Prime Minister Oli also expressed the expectation that the party's policies will be made clearer and more dynamic plans will be made from the workshop to identify and mitigate the challenges. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has inaugurated the newly built 5-star hotel Lemon Tree Premier at Bananilkantha in Kathmandu today. In the program, Prime Minister Oli said that there are beautiful places and environment in Nepal to attract tourism, and the government has given priority to infrastructure development in the hotel sectors as well, expressing the hope that the hotel can help in the journey of prosperity and development of Nepal. The Prime Minister urged the hotel sectors to move forward in providing best hospitality services to all the guests from the different parts of the world. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurung has urged everyone to follow the path of humanity. In a program organized today in the completion of the building of Manav Seva Ashram branch office in Lamjung, Minister Gurung said that by engaging in human service, one will get the right blessings. Minister Gurung, who is also the spokesperson of the government, said that it is the desire of the government that no citizen should live in deprivation. The vehicular movement along the Mahakali and Dasarathchand Highway in Sudhir Paschim province, which was obstructed due to landslides in several places, has been resumed from early morning today. Police Inspector Balram Pandey said that the joint effort by the security bodies and stakeholders cleared the road obstructions at Guru Khola in Dasarathchand Highway, resuming vehicular movement. Likewise, landslides at Salnela and Silik in Doga Dakedar rural municipality in Paitadi were also cleared along the Mahakali Highway. The normal life in these districts of Sudhir Pashim province has been affected due to the torrential rain taking place for the past 3 days. Meanwhile, the district administration office Baitadi has urged the local people there to take precautions in the wake of the continuous rainfall. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Severe flooding has hit Myanmar after Typhoon Yagi, with more than 230,000 people forced to flee their homes. The country's ruling junta has requested foreign aid to mitigate the impact. The capital, Naypyidaw, is among the area's worst hit. The country's military reported that the floods have killed at least 33 people and some temporary relief camps have been set up for victims made homeless. Typhoon Yagi, recognized as Asia's most powerful storm of the year, has caused destruction across southern China and Southeast Asia over the past week, causing multiple deaths. The CNN reported that the storm has been characterized by its intense rainfall and formidable winds, leading to substantial loss of life and extensive damages. The United Nations and its partners have vaccinated against polio to more than 560,000 children under 10 years of age in the Gaza Strip. Xinhua quoted the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA, that according to World Health Organization's report, the first round of the emergency vaccination campaign in the north, central and the southern zones of Gaza. OCHA said that during the final phase of the first round in the northern Gaza, the United Nations and its partners reached more than 112,000 children with the vaccine over 3 days. The office said its partners are set to begin the second round of the vaccination campaign in about 4 weeks. The humanitarians said in a new analysis by the WHO found 22,500 people injured in Gaza as of July 23 are estimated to have life-changing injuries that will require rehabilitation services now and for years to come. The injuries represent a quarter of the overall injuries, the Ministry of Health reported in that period. UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer did not signal any decision on allowing Ukraine to use long-range missiles to hit targets inside Russia after talks with US President Joe Biden in Washington. According to BBC, when asked if UK had persuaded Biden to allow Ukraine to fire long-range Storm Shadow missiles into Russia, Sir Keir said that they had a long and productive discussion on a number of fronts, including Ukraine, as expected, the Middle East and the Indo-Pacific. The White House said that they also expressed deep concern about Iran and North Korea's provision of lethal weapons to Russia. Earlier, Russian President Vladimir Putin warned Western nations not to let Ukraine fire long-range missiles at Russia. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki province and at a few places of rest of the provinces. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki province. At present, there is an influence of monsoon air across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 16th National Children's Day being observed across the country today. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli requests to be determined in the journey of decisive national power. And Myanmar hit by deadly floods after Typhoon Yagi. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.